This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the U.S. House prepares to vote Thursday to officially launch impeachment process, new witnesses from the diplomatic community will be speaking with House investigators about Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Lawmakers will hear from Tim Morrison, a former GOP aide appointed to be President Trump's top advisor for Russian and European affairs. Morrison's name was repeatedly mentioned by the acting Ukraine ambassador when William Taylor testified that the president demanded political dirt on Democrats from the new president of Ukraine. Morrison has just resigned from his post. He'd been brought on board by former National Security Advisor John Bolton, and both were engaged in disputes with the administration about the activities of Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani in Ukraine, bypassing traditional U.S. diplomatic circles. Bolton's now being summoned by House investigators who want to hear from him next week. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A rocket struck near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad's Green Zone Wednesday, killing at least one Iraqi guard. There has been no claim of responsibility for firing into the heavily fortified area of the Iraqi capital, home to government buildings and Western embassies. The rocket fire came as tens of thousands of people massed in central Baghdad for another night of anti-government protests that began a week ago. Officials said at least two people were killed and more than 100 wounded earlier Wednesday. Chile has canceled a summit scheduled for next month, where U.S. President Donald Trump was expected to discuss trade with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Chilean President Sebastián Piñera announced Wednesday that his country will no longer host the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in mid-November due to anti-government protests in Santiago. Piñera told reporters his decision was based on common sense. It is not clear yet whether the APEC summit will move to another site. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.